are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I have multiple bosses. It's kind of interesting. I actually have multiple bosses, all right? From a doctor perspective, yeah, I run my own business, you know, but I still, even though I may not have a boss, I still want to make sure I keep the insurance people happy, the medical board happy, my patients happy. And I've just never felt like not had a boss. I always worked in multiple jobs, etc. And then I take on radio. And even though my quote-unquote radio bosses would say they're not my bosses, they could easily kick my show off anytime. So I do try and show them the same respect, right, that I would a boss, and the same fear and the same humbleness. And basically, yes, I kiss butt. I kiss a lot of butts. So I have a couple of those. You know, I have a network. Okay, so of course, for them to play my show, you know, nationally, globally, okay, I want to make sure I'm nice and I'm doing good there. Okay, but I also live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have a flagship location. I have a radio station there that I need to make sure they're happy, because if I ever got kicked off that, then I'm not in my local market. So you have to kind of kiss up, all right? So everything's going fine. Everything's going fine. And then, okay, there's an invitation to a party. And this party is being put on by one of my local boss radio groups, and it's tonight. Right, and everyone's like, oh, good, a party. Oh, no. Okay, so that's where you guys go wrong. When we talk about company parties, right, remember how we talked about company parties? The Christmas party? You can ruin your whole career. I mean, and even your family's for generations names from your actions at one company party. Now, because this isn't a Christmas party, because it's not Christmas time, okay, there should be less opportunity for us to completely ruin our careers, okay? But you don't get all excited about a company party. Now, apparently, the radio station I work at KDWN, is owned by Beasley Broadcasting. So we're under the impression that the big Beasley family is going to be there too. All right, so everyone's like, oh, yeah, I get to meet the Beasleys. Okay, they make decisions. All right, so now, and I got a busy day at work, so now I have to sit here and plan how I am going to be. Now, my gosh, all right, I went through medical school. I have had a practice for 15 years. I have never been more nervous. I've taken my boards. I've given birth twice. Vaginally, I have never been more nervous than this so-called party where the big bosses are coming. Because if they overhear me, now remember, I'm not very, very quiet or very, very discreet. So if they hear me in the corner going, you know, starting to rip somebody a new one about something, they could very easily turn to one of my other bosses and say, kick her out. She's done. Fire her now. So I'm very, very nervous. Now, some of you are like, well, the Dahlia, just don't go. Okay, if you don't go, we don't have to hear you talk about it and waste time while we're trying to get some medical news. Okay, yeah, that's one thing I could do. Okay, I really don't want to get to any medical news right now. I'm really too nervous about this, because the one thing I could do is just not go. Okay, however, if you don't go, that could look like, if you don't go to a company party, and that your boss is putting on, that could look like a complete, I don't know much about certain, shall we say, you know, like certain in Italian or in Jewish families, there's certain things that you do that could be completely insulting, right? You know, I don't know if in the radio world that could be, I mean, I could be killing my career right then and there. So, oh, no, I'm going. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my hands folded nicely on my lap. I am going to have my knees you know, more symmetrical, okay? None of this, you know, where I'm kind of sitting there putting my legs up on the table, kind of kicking back and relaxing, and then I find out that was the boss's desk. Nothing like that. I'm going to have good posture. I'm going to be very cordial. I will say thank you. I will avoid the alcohol. Always, guys, avoid alcohol at any company party if there is any alcohol, because all that could do is cause, yeah, absolutely. And I won't eat, because you don't want to eat when the big bosses need to eat, and then they didn't get any of the food, and here you are with a big double of plate. Remember, see, I live in Las Vegas, so we know how to work a buffet. So if there is food, we know exactly where to go, how to get it. We take cuts. Okay, now you got a whole bunch of Vegas people with X amount of food. So I wait until I make sure, oh, you know what you do? You take the food, and then you give it to them, going, do you want to eat? And that's what you do. And then if they're like, no, I don't want to eat, because what you chose was like a whole bunch of chocolate, not elite chocolate, I'm a diabetic, then you're like, okay, good. Well, then, you know what, I'll eat it for you, because you paid for it. So, very nerve-wracking. So, this is what I want us to do. Most of us are not going to have another company party until Christmas. However, a couple of you have emailed me asking about certain decorum issues on the summer retreat. And I've never, ever been on a summer retreat, okay, with a boss. I would be horrified by that. Can you imagine a summer retreat being out there in the midnight air, camping, getting all enamored and horny, and oh my gosh, that could be horrible. Oh no. Now, usually with the summer retreats, you bring the families. All right, so that may sound good, but no. Have you met my kids? Oh my gosh, no, there is no way. If I brought my kids, I don't understand how you guys handle the summer retreats. Now, I understand when your boss is in khakis and maybe an Izod shirt, they seem to be a little cooler than in a suit. I get that. Getting your boss out of the suit. Oh, I've done that. I've gotten my different bosses. I can understand how that may be advantageous, but I can't give you guys any advice on a retreat. That's a tough one. I would probably be retreating from the retreat. And again, remember, no alcohol. You cannot let your boss see what you're like when you drink. You cannot see. The bosses want to see you. Bosses actually do want to. I don't. I don't want to see you. I don't want to know what my staff does. But a lot of bosses, they do, and they want to see what you're doing on your off hours. It's pretty scary. Yeah, it's very scary. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the break, I searched up one of the old emails I got. This was kind of an interesting one, and I never read this on air. And I remembered that I had saved this because we were talking about, there was some story of somebody sleeping with somebody, so it's kind of relevant today. Let me just read this to you. Oliver writes, Doctor, you were discussing sleeping with an employer as a poison to one's career. Busted. It looks like I, you know, re-talk similar subjects year after year, but that's okay. But explain why so many sleep their way to the top. How are people reaching the corporate heights they do by using sex? Logic dictates it would be a career burner. And he kind of goes on. So, do people sleep their way to the top? Yeah, they do. Right? But, you know, I'm trying to remember what the heck I was talking about a year ago. I must have been talking about office decorum, what's the best way to succeed and go up the ranks, etc. And if I remember correctly, we were probably talking about the idea that now it's almost like if there is any sort of sexual issues, that would hurt more than help because bosses don't want to look like they're going to get caught up in this big sexual harassment case, you know, like Herman Cain. I don't know what the heck happened years ago, but it sure did surface when he was trying to run for presidency to the point that he had to completely bow out of the race. And so nowadays, if you're a guy, you don't want nothing to do with any female around you, I would think, because the last thing you need is you finally reach your goal and you reach where you want to be, and then somebody claims there was some sort of a sexual harassment, and then you get, you know, and you almost have to trip over yourselves going the other way to make it appear that you are not even near somebody who could later accuse you. It's a very, very different environment now. Now, yes, have there been a lot of sexual harassment? Absolutely. Many of us have been sexually harassed, and in our work fields and getting to where we are. It was just, unfortunately, I was just taught by my family it's par for the course. I mean, it's going to happen, and just be prepared for it. And I was prepared for it. It was, I'm glad my mom especially was very real, you know, kind of very practical and pragmatic, you know, saying, look, this is what's going to happen, and you make sure you are, you know, prepared. And, try to go for medicine so then you could still at least, you know, get to where you need to go and, you know, hopefully have your degree to fall back on in case you say no to certain people. And yeah, she did. She advised me to say no. I know. But I mean, in this day and age, here you are trying to work yourself way up a corporate ladder. You sleep with the boss. Then you later want to break up with the boss. The boss could fire you. It makes absolutely no sense. But there's other people that really know how to jump ladders. And they really know how to navigate it. And the reason why I think some of these people are able to sleep to the top and get to where they are is because I think they really are actually attracted to that person, and they don't just do the I'm going to sleep with you and then leave you type of thing. I think they really get involved in the relationship longer term. And I don't know how they talk themselves into being attracted to somebody that they weren't, but for some reason they do it and they make it work. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you could be in bed with somebody you aren't attracted to. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But it happens. And yes, I'm sure that in many sort of career forums, there are people doing just that. You know, or they're getting to where they need to be. Now, many marriages, okay, if we don't look at the whole sex thing and sleeping your way to the top or whatever, many marriages and couples in and of itself are partnerships. People partner many, many times because there are certain things the other person can add to that partnership, okay? All right, I married my husband for a variety of reasons, and he knows that. Okay, one is he could kill the spiders. I was tired of living alone, and I didn't want to have to deal with the spiders, and he could do that. Okay, number two, he can provide sperm. He's my husband. I loved him. I do love him. But there was some sort of an agreement that if we got married, we would have kids. Now that's not the way people talk. When, oh, yeah, we got married, et cetera, or whatever. But, you know, think about it. When many people get married, there's some sort of agenda. Some sort of, I don't want to say ulterior motive, but some sort of, some sort of agenda. Okay? So, I wanted him to be the father of my kids. All right? I wanted to make sure he wasn't shooting bullets. If he did, I'd still marry him. I would just, you know, find some other bullets, I guess, or something. I want to have babies. He had to help provide for me while I was going through school and vice versa. He had to keep both my mother and his mother at bay. Yeah. Okay, so there were, and I wasn't even subtle about it. I wrote all this down. And I had it notarized as he signed it, okay? I mean, there were stipulations of being married. So many of us, we do have partnerships. And there are a lot of people out there that are with people that you would think it's crazy that they're in love with them, but there are certain partnerships. I mean, what? There's people on Craigslist looking for women who they will put through college if these women will be their girlfriend. Okay, there's lots of arrangements going on. I mean, arrangements are there. It's just to what degree, all right, and to how ethical is the degree. So, it happens. It's always going to happen. People are going to partner up, and it's a shame when you see somebody that doesn't belong where they are where they are. That it's really difficult for us to see that, right? And that's why I kind of dig the whole American Idol thing. You know, it looks like these people are pretty wholesome. And, you know, as long as they didn't sleep with any show producers, they actually get on the show with their talent. And then through their talent, they make it big. The whole Carrie Underwood story, Kelly Clarkson story is a cool one. I dig that kind of stuff. And to me, you know, from rags to riches, I love that. You know, I was a rags to riches story. I really, really liked that. And I didn't sleep my way to the top. Little did people know that if I did have sex with them, I would probably fall all the way to the bottom. You know, it's not that good. Okay, I don't know how. Where do you learn how to be really good, by the way? That's something they just don't teach you, and nobody taught me. So that would have never been in my, I had to really rely on my grades. Nothing more sexy than a 4.2 grade point average. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jews. Okay, I'm going to a party. And am I invited because I'm a Jew? No. I'm invited to this party because, you know, I actually invited myself. I wasn't invited. Jews have been in the news. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, Jews, we're a very interesting breed. Okay, and I'll tell you why we've been in the news lately. Jews are very, very interesting, okay? We've been through some hard times, okay? And if we specifically weren't into our hard times, our ancestors were. And we come from parents that always remind us of that. Okay, in our religion, we are always reminded of things that happened. We always have to remember our past because our past is very, very rich. Okay, and our past is rich with history. And we have bloodlines that lead back. And everybody begot Abraham, begot Isaac, and begot Jacob, and begot, and everybody begot. All right, so there's a bloodline, and it's a very, 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 very heavy type of religion. Very, very heavy. A lot of rules, a lot of regulations, a lot of things you're supposed to do. If you don't do well, you know, okay, you know, even if you're not afraid of God, you're afraid of your mom, right? Or the guilt trips that you get. Nowadays, do people like Jews? I mean, some of my friends, they like me. Usually, there's only one or two Jews in the group. You know, not a lot of Jews like to hang out with other Jews. Okay, if you ever notice that, you know, I always like to try to be the first one in the group because this way I know I get to be there because I'm the Jew. And then if other Jewish people want to jump into the group, they're like, nope, I'm already here. So if you don't get along with me, you know, and they're like, all right, I'll go find another group. You know, a lot of us Jews, we love to hang out with the Catholics and the Mormons and the Christians and the Baptists and the Protestants. Jews and Protestants get along great. We just do. Yeah, and yeah, we get along with other Jews. We do. I mean, you know, we have to go to temple and, I mean, we bond. All right, but a very, very frightening headline surfaced over the last few days on how 1 in 4 adults is anti-Semitic. Now, this is pretty, pretty scary, especially when you hear that half of them never even heard of the Holocaust. Now, history repeats itself. A lot of Christians were killed in the Holocaust. A lot of Jews were killed. And one of the reasons why that happened is because of anti-Semitism. So I want to talk about this because who would think in this day and age a quarter of us are still caveman age with our thinking? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was at a radio conference earlier this year, and they asked me up on the panel, is there anything I don't like to bring up on the show? And or should everything be open game? Even though I wanted to answer everything should be open game, I recommended that everybody in the room did not bring up religion. And the reason why I said I don't like to bring up religion is because usually my mom or somebody's listening, and then they get mad at me that I misquoted the Bible or something, and then I'm not worried about the listeners getting mad at me. I'm just worried about my mom. So I usually avoid bringing up religion or race issues, etc., because, you know, it raises people's blood pressure, and I want people to be happy. I want people to, you know, when they finish listening to my show, they feel good about it, you know, themselves. They feel good about others, etc. However, every now and then we get a headline, and there's, you know, I can't always have a feel-good show. Okay? Even though most of my topics make you feel nauseous, right? So, I can't always have a feel-good show. So we have this unprecedented global study being reported by CNN that 1 in 4 adults is anti-Semitic. And by anti-Semitic, okay, anti-Semitic means that you don't like Jews, okay? It is synonymous with racism. So if somebody is anti-Semitic, as a Jew, I look at them as also being racist because they don't like certain races. And I find a person who is anti-Semitic at risk for not liking groups of people, right? Because what happened with the Nazis? They killed 6 million Jews, 6 million Christians. They killed people that didn't agree with them, weren't Aryan, whatever their reasons were, and there were plenty of them. They killed. So when I see anti-Semitism, I don't worry just about the Jews. I worry about everybody. Now, you would think that us knowing the history, and right now I'm looking at a picture of a bunch of kids, right, behind barbed wire concentration camps, right, these, you know, cute, innocent little kids, they all don't look Jewish. I mean, they look Jewish and you know, because, you know, usually the Jewish stereotype of having the more darker brunette features, etc., you know, seems to pervade that time as opposed to blonder, lighter featured, you know, and you see a lot of blondes, etc. in the group, you know, it just doesn't look like it was just a Jewish camp. It looked like a concentration camp that had Christians and Jews in it. And non-Jews, I should say. All right. And when you hear that half of the people never heard of the Holocaust and only a third believe the historical descriptions are accurate, you're telling me two-thirds of the people think we're lying about the Holocaust? Wasn't there a teacher that had just given their classroom a project on whether the Holocaust or not was real? I don't understand that. If it was fake, where's my family? Most of my family was killed. The only ones that escaped were the ones that were able to make it to Palestine. That was before Israel became a state. So the only two single families that were able to escape were the ones that made it and then made my dad and then made me. So I'd like to know where all my Polish, German, Austrian, Hungarian, Russian family went. Please, please tell me if it's fake. You know what? They're all hiding. They all hid out. Really? All right. So it really angers me when I hear that. Okay. Now, the survey calculated how many believed at least 6 of the 11 stereotypes were true. They say in the Middle East and North America, 74% believe that stereotypes of Jews were true. 26% believed in 6 of the stereotypes. Now, I'm trying to read where they wrote the stereotypes. They're not writing it, all right? And there's a lot of stereotypes that people give. They think that Jews, some of them think that we have too much power over international markets, global media, U.S. government, that they don't care about what happens to anyone but their own kind, that they feel Jews are responsible for most of the world wars. No. All right. No. Okay. If you remember, I mean, you know, we entered World War II after Pearl Harbor. There was a variety of other things that happened. Okay. It wasn't just Jews. And, you know, Roosevelt knew of the railroads long before he entered into World War II. Okay. So we have enough history where I don't have to sit here and defend, all right, that the Holocaust happened. That's ridiculous. Okay. If anybody doesn't think it happened, if anybody thinks the Jews are the causes of wars, et cetera, I just don't even listen to my show because you're an idiot and you don't even deserve to listen to my show. All right. Just get the hell out. All right. But, you know, why would there be this much anti-Semitism? And then my next question is, if 1 in 4 adults is anti-Semitic, then how many are racist? We have to assume that plus more. Now, that's some scary stuff. Now, first and foremost, the idea of, you know, all right, well, Jews only help each other. Okay, that's wrong. Please, okay? The majority of my patients are not Jewish. All right, when I help medical students, when I help people get jobs, so I don't really understand what that is. That's just absolutely stupid. Do people like to bond? Do people like to help each other out? Do groups like to still find some cohesiveness. Yeah, I mean, we see that with scholarships. People of Italian-American descent, people of Jewish-American descent, people of African-American descent apply for the scholarship. We do see that. You know, we see groups want to help their own. We see that. All right? You know, for those of you from New York and remember old-style New York, all right, you had the Puerto Rican area, the Italian area, the Jewish area, et cetera. You know, safety in numbers. And how could you disparage or criticize groups wanting to be in numbers, looking at the history between the Irish and the English and Jews and Russians and Germans of course people are going to want to be in groups. Communities do that. I mean, look at what we do. What happened when Dallas played? Who did they play? And boy, was there some fractionation there. Look at the Cubs and the Yankees, okay? You got Chicago versus New York, all right? There's going to be groups that are going to be saying some anti-New York things and people saying some anti-Chicago things, all right? When you look at baseball, so that's part of human nature. People will group up, okay? Animals do that. That happens. But to actually start denying things happened, if they're going to start denying the Holocaust, are they going to deny slavery happened? Are they going to deny the tarring and feathering of Mormons? Are they going to deny? I mean, you know, what's going on? Why would, there is nothing to our advantage to falsify history. That absolutely makes no sense. And there's no reason, okay? Because Jews don't get special attention. We don't cry, oh, there was the Holocaust, so you have to give us a job or you have to give us a scholarship. We don't do that. So why would we try to falsify our past? All right? Now, what about the, this is a subject that's always difficult for people to talk about, okay? What about the idea behind Christ, behind his death? Okay, and Jews being involved, the crucifixion, the Romans, I mean, and the whole history. And, you know, when I look at people with religion, it's very, I mean, I respect all religions, right? And I think anybody who believes in the scripture is just A plus in my book because I think it's all beautiful. I understand why certain religious things happened because people were scared. All right, remember, pre-Jesus, if you followed somebody who said they were the Son of God and they weren't, you got in trouble. Okay? If you followed who could have possibly been a false prophet, you got killed. So now there's Jesus and people don't know if he was the Son of God or not. Many Jews felt, yes, he was. And they lived. And they were fine. They didn't die. Many Jews didn't. And they said, no, we're going to wait for the next one. And so, yes, there's been a lot of hatred and wars since then. But, you know, understanding religion and understanding, you know, how people are like, look, I just don't know what God wants me to do. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so this was a very kind of concerning headline. They say surgical outcomes are worse if you're on Medicaid than if you had private insurance. Now, that really ticks me off. Whenever I hear that somebody with different insurance is going to do better than somebody else, we were just talking about, you know, racism and anti-Semitism, etc. I cannot stand knowing that one group is faring less than somebody else. And I'm not saying I want to be in a socialistic or a communistic society or anything like that. But, I mean, when we're talking about in this day and age what we could do with medicine, really? Really? All right. They say surgery patients covered by Medicaid do worse than those with private insurance. According to drugs.com and a study they are reporting, they say compared to patients with private insurance, those covered by Medicaid were more than twice as likely to die within a month of surgery. They also had many more emergency operations and 2/3 more complications after surgery. Those on Medicaid used 50% more hospital resources, had longer hospital stays, and ended up back in the hospital more often than those with private insurance. They said Medicaid patients did tend to be younger than those with private insurance, but were twice as likely to smoke. They said folks on Medicaid also had higher rates of conditions that made surgery more risky, like diabetes, lung disease, blood vessel blockages like cardiovascular disease, peripheral vascular disease, etc. They said the findings published online May 12th in the Journal of American Medical Association Surgery, JAMA, it highlights the fact that as more people enroll in Medicaid, are we actually going to see worse outcomes from these people because we see this disparity? This is some pretty scary stuff. Now, 26 states have expanded the Medicaid program under the Affordable Health Care Act. The team looked at 14,000 patients age 18 to 64 who had surgery in 52 Michigan hospitals over 1 year who were either covered by Medicaid or private insurance. Patients who also had Medicare coverage or had no insurance were not included in the study. So, it's a pretty... In terms of their sample size, to me, this is one of those studies where I think it counts. I think it's valid. And what do we do? What does this mean? Okay, well, first and foremost, okay, when you look at the average Medicaid patient, I think they have a much more difficult time getting in with a doctor. So no wonder many of them are more at risk of, shall we say, having diabetes, etc. Because if your average private insurance patient, and I don't want to say the average patient gets this, but if your average private insurance patient can have the access to go and get their diabetes blood work checked, get their medicines checked, etc., then you're not going to be waiting 10 years until your diabetes is in the worst state possible. Okay, so I get that. All right. And they should do a study. They should do a study to look at how our average Medicaid patient, how often they get to go to the doctor or they get to have the treatment that they need. And get the preventative studies or physicals, etc. You know, when I used to be a Medicaid provider, getting physicals paid for was almost impossible at the time. And so if Medicaid still manages claims the way they used to, then doctors aren't getting paid for physicals. They may not be recommending physicals. I don't know. Patients may not then be asking for physicals. So what do we do? So that's an issue. All right. Maybe many patients who have Medicaid as opposed to those with private insurance are double workers in the family, as opposed to some families with private insurance where one may not have to work. So if that one doesn't have to work, they have time to go to the doctor. Yet many of my patients, they can't take off to go to the doctor. You know, especially Monday through Friday. You don't really have a lot of clinics open on the weekends. We open for 4 hours on Saturdays. It is always slammed. I wish we could be open longer, but I got to let my staff go home and I got things to do. But wow, I mean, weekends are such an in high demand. Maybe there's not enough Medicaid clinics open on the weekends. Yet you see some private insurance companies open on the weekends. I hate to say that money talks, but if a doctor is going to be making money, okay, then they are going to be more inclined to pay for staff and for them to take away family time to be working on the weekends. So you see weekend hours. Some urgent cares luckily take Medicaid, I hope. I hope most urgent cares take Medicaid. But your urgent care is not doing long-term management of your diabetes, etc. So now something goes wrong, you end up needing surgery. Like, for example, if you, let's say, need gallbladder surgery, the best time to do gallbladder surgery is when it's not an emergency, when it's not swollen, when your white count's not up, you don't have a fever, when it's not having back pressure and starting to turn necrotic and be infected. The best time to do it is you're told you're starting to have problems, it's not functioning well, consider getting it out. But if your average Medicaid patient doesn't get to go to the doctor and have that luxury of doing it electively, they're going to come into the hospital when it's already necrotic, hence a longer hospital stay. So I see what's going on. It's a shame. It's completely unfair. But this is a problem. This is a huge problem. So what do we need to do as we are expanding more and more Medicaid recipients and enrollees? What do we do to prevent then the higher costs that's occurring at these hospitals on the hospital level? Okay, well, one is make sure that your Medicaid patient gets to have their management done more proactively. Okay, make sure Medicaid covers physicals and covers physicals to the degree that I say they need to be covered. Not this, oh yeah, they could, you know, do an EKG and listen to their heart or just use a stethoscope. I mean include the EKG. I mean pay for the blood work. Okay, let doctors do what they do. I'm sick and tired of seeing these articles coming out saying, oh, doctors are spending too much money, they're ordering too many tests. Okay, we don't sit here and order too many tests for willy-nilly. Okay, if we think you have celiac disease, if we think you have hereditary hemochromatosis, which is iron depositing, you know, your liver, et cetera, and causing heart problems, all right? Okay, we're not ordering the test because we got nothing better to do. We're ordering it because these are things you need. You know, I don't like to send people to a specialist and then have them order all the tests just so I look like I'm a hero. Okay, I like to package the person up to see what specialist they need to go to. Okay, if you end up having liver issues and we find out it's because you have high blood iron, then sometimes the doctor you really need is the hematologist. Why spend money going to one specialist, even though I still like to get a GI doctor involved, but why have money go to one specialist when you can do a test and then have the money spent at the right specialist? So I need everybody to lay off as doctors. Let us do what we do best. We're the ones that went to medical school. We're the ones that spent all the years of training and saw thousands upon thousands of patients and lost sleep, lost family members, lost our marriages, you know, sacrificed so much to learn what we had to learn, okay, because it's our job to make sure you guys stay alive. And the more the government gets involved, the less the doctors get to be involved. And some of you may think it's a good thing. I don't. I get extremely, extremely nervous. And the fact that we're seeing Medicaid recipients do worse in the medical scene is another example that the more the government's involved, the more precarious the situation we're in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say here a common antidepressant may actually be able to halt plaque growth with Alzheimer's. New research published in the journal Science Translational Medicine reveals that using Celexa, citalopram, which is an antidepressant, an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, may actually halt the progression of Alzheimer's. They say antidepressants in that family offer hope by targeting the brain's amyloid beta proteins, which deposit. Now, I'm not saying all people on antidepressants are going to be Alzheimer's free, but damn, that's a cool study. Don't go away. More coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.